This goes to Paula Ellsworth, ELLSWORTH, D like David, N like November, P like practice. Fax is 989-875-5168. Regarding Emma, E-M-M-A, middle name is Lee, L-E-E, Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R, date of birth January 7th, 1941. Dear Paula, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit with Ms. Kramer and her daughter for stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and primary hyperparathyroidism with elevated calcium levels. Her last visit was May 2nd of this year. She had a trial of Sensipar, a very low dose, 30 milligram, on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but it caused severe nausea, and she was unable to tolerate it. So that was discontinued. And she used to use Lasix 40 milligram as needed for swelling and switched to 20 milligram daily on a continuous basis, and that has helped her swelling in her legs very much. Now she's complaining of chronic constipation and wonders what is safe to try, and also severe ongoing fatigue. She states that she doesn't sleep well. She's extremely restless almost all night long, and then when she gets up, she's very tired and falls asleep in the chair. She states that she has not had a sleep study, and she doesn't believe she's had any recent cardiology evaluations. Which I did discuss with her and the daughter both. Otherwise, no dyspnea or cough, no sputum production, no recent illnesses or hospitalizations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does have the constipation without blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has nocturia 3 to 4 times per night also. No urgency, no foul odor noted. And she does have edema of the lower extremities. That's actually fairly good today, she states. Medications, medication list is reviewed. The Lasix is 20 milligram daily. I also want to highlight spironolactone 50 milligram daily in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight is 217 pounds, and that is stable. That's actually 1 pound less than it was in May. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 134 over 66. Pulse is 64. Oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. The patient is alert and oriented. Color is good. She's in no obvious respiratory distress. Neck, no JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities traced to 1+ edema in ankles and feet bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 27th. of 2022. Creatinine is 1.6, which is stable. Her range is between 1.5 and 1.6, generally when checked. Estimated GFR is 31. Albumin is 4.2. Calcium is 10.3. Sodium, 139. Potassium, 4.8. Carbon dioxide, 31. Phosphorus, 3.1. Intact parathyroid hormone, 283.5. And she is intolerant of Sensipar. Hemoglobin 15.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, primary hyperparathyroidism with mildly elevated calcium but near to normal, intolerant of Sensipar, hypertension at goal, and constipation, also severe fatigue. I advise them to consider using Benefiber, B-E-N-E-F-I-B-E-R, daily, and Senokot, S-E-N-O-K-O-T. Those two are very safe for chronic kidney disease patients. The severe fatigue, I mentioned that she may need a sleep study, or maybe a home oximeter study to see if she's becoming hypoxic during sleep, and also possibly a cardiology evaluation at the if there's no evidence of sleep apnea. It sounds like she does have restlessness, if not restless legs at night. And the patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.